Dreamscape presents Pin Action by Jean-Marc Manzione, narrated by Chris Lutkin. Pin Action. Small-time gangsters, high-stakes gambling, and the teenage hustler who became a bowling champion. Preface. Some people ask me how a guy with an MFA in poetry ended up writing a book about bowling alleys full of gambling gangsters. I have never found an adequate explanation for that divorce between the two poles of my existence. One, the kid who squandered his childhood in the bowling alleys of Brooklyn. The other, the college student who fell in love with books as his bowling balls gathered dust in his dad's garage. No experience heightened that discordancy more than the writing of this book. Particularly toward the end, while I was teaching English and creative writing at College of Central Florida. One night, I would be studying spondaic substitution in Fra Lippo Lippi, and the next I would be banging away at stories about gamblers and gangsters who troubled the bowling alleys of Brooklyn and beyond. When I was a student at Manhattan College, I used to bowl Monday night leagues in Brooklyn at Maple Lanes on the corner of 60th Street and 16th Avenue, a place made famous by legendary action bowlers such as Richie Hornreich, long before I came into this world. I used to take a book with me and read between shots, usually new volumes of poems by contemporary poets such as Philip Levine or Denise Levertov. After I bowled a 300 game there on November 13, 2000, some of the guys I bowled with told me maybe they would start reading too. Look what it was doing for me. Then they did what guys did for so many action bowlers back in the day. They gave me a moniker. Mine was Shakespeare, you know. The Michael Jordan of books.